I'm Tiziana Deering, and I am really interested in our conversation with our next guest here. You probably know that nearly half of all New Year's resolutions have to do with fitness, exercise. But did you know that while exercise is important, we didn't actually evolve to do workouts? And in fact, we evolved to be kind of lazy and conserve energy when we can. I learned those last 2 points reading evolutionary biologist Daniel Lieberman's newest book, Exercised: Why Something We Never Evolved to Do is Healthy and Rewarding. He is here to convince us to get off the couch and find a way to make exercise fun so we will do it for our health and our longevity. Daniel Lieberman is a professor in the Department of Human Evolutionary Biology at Harvard University. Welcome.
Thank you.
It is great to have you. Okay, so I want to dig into this a little bit and ask you kind of a personal question. You're a renowned runner. You're famous for your work studying exercise, barefoot runners, other types of fitness, but you talk about being a couch potato in this book. Are you ever a couch potato? And what does that look like for you when you are?
Well, I mean, all of us are couch potatoes. I mean, every time I do like to run, but I also have to force myself out the door almost every time I go for a run. I mean, I have this little voice in my brain which says it's nicer inside than outside, especially this time of year. And I don't like working out and, you know, doing weights and stuff like that. I always have to force myself. So I think that's true of everybody.
And what do you tell yourself to get yourself out the door?
Well, I try to coerce myself in various ways. One is I like to run with friends. And so, you know, I have a running buddy who we often meet early in the morning at the corner of Mass Ave and Linnaean Street. And if I don't leave, then I'll be leaving him, you know, cold and wet and miserable. So I have to go, right? And I do all kinds of, you know, tricks to kind of get myself. And also I remind myself that even if I don't want to go for a run, you know, the first mile won't be much fun, but after a while I'll warm up and it'll feel better. And I never come home regretting having, you know, exercised. So it's hard to get out the door, but the rewards come afterwards, not before.
Okay. And so now this book essentially is a really in-depth look at why you have to trick yourself to get out the door and why it's important to do the tricking and get out the door. So sort of set it up for us.
Well, you know, we evolved to be physically active, moderately physically active. You know, our ancestors probably, you know, were moderately active about 2 to 2.25 hours a day. Otherwise, they rested and took it easy. But they had to work every single day of their lives. There were no weekends. There was no retirement. And our bodies evolved for that kind of physical activity. And when we remove it from our lifestyle, because of machines and that do all the work for us and our living, the way we live, our bodies don't get the stimulus that turns on the maintenance and repair mechanisms that keep us healthy. So, you know, you can live a long and healthy life without exercising, but by being physically active, you decrease your vulnerability to a wide range of diseases because of that evolutionary history.
So just to be clear, because we were active by necessity to get food, keep shelter, reproduce, raise children, etc., it turned out that some of the healthy things our body relies on for renewal, growth, development, longevity are triggered by being physically active. And so when we're not, we don't trigger those healthy things. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly right. So exercise is a stress, right? You know, we create all kinds of little problems in our bodies. We turn on these, you know, our mitochondria, the little sort of organelles in our cells that are the kind of fuel cells for our body. They produce what's called reactive oxygen species that cause like rust in our body, right? They cause inflammation. We tear our muscles. We create all kinds of little bits of damage, but our bodies respond to that by turning on repair and maintenance mechanisms that keep us healthy. But the thing is that those are a little bit expensive, and so we never evolved, and we never evolved not to turn them on in the absence, at least it's not as much in the absence of physical activity. So the evidence shows that as we get, the older we get, the more important physical activity is for maintaining our health. But remember, physical activity is different from exercise, or a better way of saying is that exercise is this very special kind of physical activity. So physical activity is just moving, right? When you go out and do stuff, you're being physically active. But exercise is planned, voluntary, discretional physical activity, which we do for the sake of health and fitness. And until recently, nobody did that. That's completely it's as modern as like learning algebra or, you know, going to school or reading, right? Nobody did any of those things until recently.
And your book struck me in that you looked across both, you know, sort of ancient humans and other near-like species and really found that, in fact, because physical activity used to be something we had to do, we actually wanted to be sedentary, wanted to sit, wanted to conserve energy whenever we could. And while our lifestyle has changed so that now we need to deliberately go get that physical activity, our instinct to conserve energy and not do it remains. It's a mismatch, to use a word from your book.
Exactly. So, you know, like there were no escalators back in the Stone Age, right? But every time any of us are in an airport or a subway stop or a mall, you know, and there's an escalator next to a stairway, right? There's a little part of our brain, the little voice which tells us, take the escalator, right? And that's because, you know, we evolved to conserve energy on things like physical activity so we could spend it on the only thing that natural selection really cares about, which is basically having babies, right? So, and when energy is limited, energy spent, you know, on the stairs is energy you don't spend having babies. I'm sorry to reduce it so much to such a simplistic equation. That's basically really what it's about. But the thing is that we never, you know, there were no escalators in the past, and you had to climb the stairs in order to, or just the equivalent of climbing the stairs in order to get food every day. And so physical activity was very much part of our, of how all of us lived until very recently. And now, and many people still today live, you know, need to be physically active every day.
So I am a fitness person. I have been all of my life. I was alarmed to read in your book that despite the fact that I do exercise, I, you know, force myself to do those workouts, etc., that my sedentary lifestyle, which is in part because of the job I do and in part this last year because we're all stuck at home in the middle of a pandemic, actually increases threats to things like inflammatory disease, organ fat. There were a couple of times I actually sort of yelled at your book out loud. I was like, well, what do you want me to do? So tell me, what do you want me to do?
But yeah, sure. I mean, but that's, I mean, the reason I entitled the book Exercise, that we become exercised about exercise, right? And it's, yes, you know, if you spend the entire day sitting in a chair, that's not good. But on the other hand, you don't need a huge amount of physical activity to get its benefits, you know. You know, the U.S. Surgeon General and other sort of major organizations recommend 150 minutes a week, which has been shown on average to reduce your rate of death by about 50%, which is pretty good. 150 minutes a week is just 21 minutes a day. That's not a huge amount, right? You don't need to, you know, to go do like intense CrossFit workouts to get the health benefits of exercise, of physical activity. And I think that's the, I think that's the important part of the book. We've medicalized it. We've commercialized it. It makes us anxious and stressed, but it doesn't have to be a source of anxiety and stress. You know, the trick really is to make it necessary and make it fun, make it rewarding. And I think there are a lot of ways in which we can do that that our current system doesn't promote. And we end up just shaming and blaming people and making people feel bad and anxious. And that doesn't help.
So one of the fun things in your book was the fact that it turns out we are actually built pretty well for physical activity, exercise, et cetera. Mm. You beat 40 horses in a foot race. And that's not because you're something freakishly special. That's species design. Talk about that a little bit, because that was remarkable.
Yeah. So I've studied the evolution of running for many, many years. I believe that humans evolved to run long distances in order to hunt and scavenge, and you know, and we have this idea that we did something called persistence hunting, which you could basically run animals into a state of like heat stroke. And we did that for millions of years before we invented, you know, the bow and arrow and other technologies. And obviously, I'm not going to go out to run a kudu down to death in Africa. But there is a race in Prescott, Arizona, called Man Against Horse. It's been going on for years and years and years. And so I signed up for that race just to kind of put my money where my mouth is and just get the experience of trying it. And it was quite a race. It's a 25-mile race over a mountain where humans race horses. And, you know, I didn't run any kind of spectacular time, but I still beat almost all the horses. There were 53 horses, and I beat all but 13 of them. So, and the horses got a veterinary break, which the humans like me didn't get. So they got a big advantage.
So we are physically, okay, so we need the exercise. We're evolved to need it. We're evolved to avoid it. We know that it improves our longevity, and we know that our bodies are built actually to be good at some of it. So in our last couple of minutes, it's January 4th, 2021. We all just came out of one hell of a year. Yeah. Give people a little guidance on how they can get that 20 minutes a day and they won't hate it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think evolution gives, and anthropology gives us three kind of suggestions. And the first is, if you don't dislike it, if you dislike it, if there's that little voice says, I don't want to do this, I'd much rather stay in bed, which happens to me every morning, don't feel bad about yourself. There's nothing wrong with you. You're completely normal and natural. That's true of all of us, right? And we all have to overcome various instincts in our lives. Like, you know, every time we're presented with a piece of chocolate cake, you know, I have to overcome, and I don't always do it, my instinct to eat that cake, right? And so, right. You know, just be at peace with that little inner voice. It's perfectly normal. Secondly, I think that, you know, as I said before, we evolved to be physically active when it was necessary and fun. And I think that's really the trick to getting to exercise, make it necessary and fun. And the best way to do that, I think, is to make it social. And I think we should treat exercise like we treat school. I mean, think about it. People, you know, we make school fun, but we also make it necessary, and there are lots of ways to do that. Join a running group, or an online class, a Zoom class. You know, meet a friend for a walk. I mean, there's all kinds of ways to make it social and rewarding at the same time and necessary. And I think the final thing is, don't stress out about time and dose, right? You know, you read that you have to do this and you have to do that. And you said earlier, you know, we need to exercise. Well, the fact of the matter is you don't need to exercise, but we get benefits from exercising. And you don't need very much. You know, just an hour a week, right? 60 minutes a week, which, you know, is like, you know, 8 minutes a day, still has enormous benefits that are very measurable. Reduce your rate of illness and dying by 30%. 150 minutes a week, which is you know, 21 minutes a day, reduces an average person's rate of death by about 50%. And of course, if you do more, you get some more benefits, but you don't need to do huge amounts. You don't have to do CrossFit workouts. You don't have to, you know, go crazy, just a little bit. And eventually it'll become more enjoyable. But you know, I think the key thing is we need to be less exercised about exercise.
I love it. And I love those tips. Thank you. That's Daniel Lieberman, a professor in the Department of Human Evolutionary Biology at Harvard University. The book is fascinating. Exercise, Why Something We Never Evolved to Do is Healthy and Rewarding. Thanks so much for being with us. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.